Kaylin Sullivan Two Trees lives in Hinesburg. While she calls herself a multimedia artist, she prefers the term maker. Her work includes creating multisensory installations. Two Trees is 77. She has lived a life at the crossroads of identities, cultures, and worldviews. She has Native, African, and European ancestors. As part of the series Seeing, the Unseen and In-Between Within Vermont's Landscape, VPR's Shantali Gander brings us this profile.
Vermont was unexpected for Kaylin Sullivan Two Trees. She arrived in 2008, but traveled back and forth between California, New Mexico, and Vermont before making the Green Mountain State her home in 2012.
I'm a desert rat. I love the desert and the big sky. But I kept finding myself coming back here because I had begun to build deep, deep relationships with people here. It was in one of those trips here that a friend took me to a piece of forest here. And in that forest, I was told that I needed to come here and that there was work to do. And there was work to do with that piece of land particularly.
The land in question was a stretch of forest at Shelbourne Farms and inspired Kaylin's first major art installation in Vermont called Land and Local.
And what it was an exploration of the conflicting and sometimes incommensurate histories of the peoples of this place. What is it that happens when Abenaki history, which is from their own history, not the history, the colonizers' history of them, but their own history, Black farmers here in Hinesburg, where I now live, and their history here, and the history of other settlers that came later, and the history of visitors, and the history of the not just the Black farmers of Hinesburg, but Black communities that were here over time in different areas of particularly Winooski and Mallet's Bay.
This wasn't just an exhibition bringing together land and history, but almost a way of stretching the audience to both envision and be encased in what a specific landscape sounds like, given all that is witnessed and experienced.
Old Man Pike was a sawyer at the mill in Craftsbury.
The room had a brick, like an old stone wall, that was made out of beeswaxed fabric that had the sound of old Vermont Green Mountain Boy kind of stories.
In the dark.
Vermont was first settled.
Further back, there were these standing trees like saplings made out of cloth. That was the sound of some of the findings of the eugenics program.
State of Vermont, as a part of the eugenics movement, has gone missing. State archivists.
And then further along, there was an old tree stump with the sound, some of the history of the Black farmers.
To take Africa, a black dog.
And then at the very back was a grandmother tree sculpted out of cloth that was telling the story of the lake of Bitibagak, the Abenaki story of the lake.
The earth was pushed up in the mountains.
And so those were happening all at the same time. So when you got close to the sculpture that was that sound, you could hear that really clearly, but everything else was kind of like dissonance in the field. But there was one place in the middle of the room that if you stood there, you could hear them all like a chorus.
Who came to the region as glaciers retreated at the end of the last ice age. Vermont history began.
For Kaylin, the goal for this piece and all other work originates in wanting to invoke, provoke, and evoke.
It has always been important to me to invoke the ancestors and all of life and the universe into the space that I'm working or into the work that I'm making, so that I become a vessel for the work to come through. So to invoke the place from which it comes, the source of the creative impulse, which is the source of all life. It's always been terribly essential to evoke a response in the viewer. It's not very interesting to me to create work that can be passively consumed, more to try to trigger memories or trigger connections, trigger some kind of deep, deep, deep DNA memory. And I do find that there is something about being kind of outside of the parameters of things. I do see myself as a borderlands person. I used to think that I was a crossroads person, but I actually think that I kind of cruise at the borderlands and have for most of my life, that in doing that, there is something that I'm provoking. I'm provoking a conversation. I'm provoking a thought that had a surprise in the viewer and in myself sometimes.
Kaylin's latest work is called Falling Into Language.
Well, I'm in my 70s now, so I'm thinking about leaving. What does it mean to leave clean? What does it mean to be closer to the exit than the entrance? And so I started doing some automatic writing. I started doing this. I created this secret language that was just shape, but looked kind of like, almost looked like you could read it, and just playing with it over time and hanging it up on the walls, lots of it everywhere. And then I started painting over it and thinking about the ways that language connect us and separate us. Something happens when you learn another language, and you it's like you learn new ways of seeing things.
And in this way of considering language and seeing the new possibilities through it, this includes speaking the language of dreaming.
I'm really grateful for the possibilities that Vermont has created in my life. I have a life here that I never imagined in a million years I would have. We live in times that can be seen as very chaotic and uncertain and negative. There's so much projection of a dystopian future that feels like it fills up the air spaces. And so I think that I would love to leave people with the idea of dreaming. How much time do we give ourselves to dream? How much time do we give ourselves to stop explaining and break out of the box through imagination and dreaming, so that we can dream a future that's not dystopian and that has presence in the here and now, so that we can live into it? That seems possible. And so I'm holding on to that possibility with an immense sense of gratitude.
That was Vermont-based artist Kaylin Sullivan Two Trees. This story was produced by Chantalie Gander with audio courtesy of Two Trees and Burlington City Arts. To hear the full interview and find the rest of the Seeing, the Unseen, and In Between series, head to our website, vpr.org.